Morning, let's get started. Boker Tov to everybody. We left off a little bit behind on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Nun Dalet Amud Beis by the two dots, that's about 5-6 lines up from the start of the widest lines at the bottom. And we were discussing yesterday various miracles that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So one of them was, if you go to the place where the Chomos Yericho Shenivla, where the walls of Yericho fell down, or actually were swallowed up. So where it says, the Chomos Yericho Nivla, were they actually swallowed up, right? Everybody says the walls came tumbling down. So V'har Nafla, the pasuk says that they fell down. Shenema, V'yikishma Am is called a shofar, V'yiriyo Am Tshua Gedola, the people davened and they blew the shofars the 7 times. V'atipa L'chamo Tachtel, the wall fell down. So what are you telling me was swallowed up? So the Gemara tells us, no, even the Pusei V'rumo Ki Yadodi Ninu, the height and the width of the wall were the same. So if the wall fell down, it's like if you have a perfect cube, so if it, quote, falls over, so it's going to still be in exactly the same way. You wouldn't be able to tell that anything happened to it. So Mishum Achi, Ivla Blui. So the real miracle was that the wall sunk into the ground. I'm with you, Dhamma Rav. Now we get to one of the most important practical things that we deal with in terms of Birchas HaGomel. So Birchas HaGomel is a source over here in the Gemara telling us that a person has to go and thank Hashem. These following four people have to go and thank Hashem specifically. There's a beautiful mnemonic that the Torah brings down, the word Chaim. So we'll see the word Chaim stands over here for Chola. Somebody who's sick, Nebuch gets up, Baruch Hashem, he gets up. Yam, somebody transfers through the Ram. Yam. Yisurim, if a person is captured, and Midbar, and that's the mnemonic Chayim. So that's why we have the nice way to remember what those four things are. Some say it's only those four things, others say no, it's anything similar to that. These are just four common things. So these people have to give a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a specific thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the order that the Gemara is going to give is different than the Kapitul Kuf Zayin. Kapitul Kuf Zayin is where we have the source for all of this over here. So the order that our Gemara gives is different. So Tosos brings down already in the second Tosos, or Tehillim lo chashiv, because they say there. In Tehillim, it doesn't have the same order that our Gemara has. How come? Lo chashiv holchei hamidbar rishon dekra. The psukim tell us in terms of which is the most dangerous first, and the Gemara nokat hamitzuy tchila. The Gemara goes which is more likely, more frequently going to happen. Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah disagree. Anyway, there are two different orders, Al Gemara and Kapitul Kuf Zayin. We're going to read a lot of Kapitul Kuf Zayin today, and we'll see that's the source for this bracha. So, Yardei Hayam, Hochei Midbaros, Misho Yacholu V'Nisrapi, Misho Yachovish V'Veis Asurim. Again, people that travel through the desert or through the Yam, somebody who's sick and gets better, you have to be significantly sick. Somebody has a little cough, so that doesn't make them have to say Bechas Agomo. Somebody who's bedridden, and then they get up after that, so that's really the minimum criteria. Again, sometimes it's better not to make the bracha as a separate bracha, but you can have in mind when you're saying modim that you can be yotzei. When you say gomel chasidim tovim and mo yisrael in the morning, you can have in mind to be yotzei. So there are many other times that you can have in mind to be yotzei when you're in a suffix situation. Something that's not clear. Almost got into a car accident. So the answer is you really don't make a birchas hagomel in that situation. So when in doubt, it's better not to make the bracha or be yotzei with somebody else. You have the whole question of when you're traveling, should you make a birchas hagomel? Many different opinions. So again, those that do, and those that don't, so they should ideally try to listen to somebody who's making the bracha, and then answer amen, and then mimanav shach to yotzi anyway. In any event, where do we see the sources for these four? So it says, the yotzi, and all of them that you got out of the situation that you're in. So yardei aminolot, so it's all from kapitul tilim, Kuf Zayin. Dilsiv. Now, there's a lot of psukim over here. I'm not going to explain and translate every word in the psukim, but they all basically tell you about the dangers of that specific type of situation. And then it says at the end of it, some form of, and they praised Hashem. So, Yardei Yam Banios, the people that go down into the Yam in their boats, Vigomer. Again, the Gemara only highlighting, it's only saying some of the psukim, it's not even quoting all the psukim. Hey, Moro, Maase Hashem, they saw the hand of God. Vayom Vayamid Ruach Sora, Yalu Shemayim, Yerudu Thomas, boats going up and down. We're staggering over here like a drunken. They daven to Hashem, they daven Hashem from the distress, and they ask Hashem to get him out of trouble. Stop the winds and the storm over here. Let Mamam let it become calm. Furthermore, again, series of psukim. It's not just all in order. There are other words that are missing over here. They're very happy that it finally got silenced. So that's the end of this series of psukim, and they all say about how dangerous it was. They got through it. Thank you, Hashem. That's essentially birchas hagomel. And the people that travel through the desert, how do we know that they have to do the same capital? All of these are from capital Kuvzai. They'll say, Tal Babid Babi Shimon Dorach. We were wandering over here in the desert, in the desolation. Ir Moshav Lo Matsu. We didn't find any other cities over there. Vayitzakol Hashem. They cried out to Hashem. They daven to Hashem. That's the critical thing over here. You have to daven to Hashem when you're in trouble. Vayadvichem Aderach Yishar. And he took us in the straight path. Yodel Hashem Chas. So we have to therefore thank Hashem. Mishachol Vinisrapi. Somebody got sick and Baruch Hashem got better. They'll say, Evilim. You've given us sickness, you've given us illness over here. We can't even eat, we're so sick. They cried out to Hashem in their troubles. We asked you and you healed us. We have to thank you, Hashem. And finally, the fourth one, somebody's in jail. Those days, the jails were a little bit different than our jails nowadays, but still, if you're in a situation where you're not your own boss and they can do whatever they want to you, theoretically, so you have to thank Hashem when you get out. Minola, they'll say, people going through the valley of death, through the dangerous areas over here, in a captivity. We were rebelling over here. It was very difficult for us. They cried out to Hashem to daven to him. But Yomer, and the pasuk further says, Yotzi mechoshes hamavis v'gomer, we asked Hashem to get us out of this danger over here. Yomer, yodu l'Hashem chasto. So that's the four situations. Mai mevarach, what is the gears of the bracha? So Omer Yehuda, baruch, again, it means baruch Hashem akem acholam, gomel chasadim tovim. That's the Kirsa Al Gemara has. The Vilna Gaon, however, on the side, in the Gra, Agos Gra, he brings down that that's incorrect, and he says the Kirsa that others have, near B'enai, he says, is L'chayavim Tovos She'gimolani Kol Tov. So that's the Kirsa that we say. We say we follow the Kirsa that the Gra has. What does it mean? L'chayavim. Those that were in a situation where they might have been Chayav, they could have been killed in that situation, therefore, they have to thank Hashem that Hashem did them a wonderful chesed and didn't cause them to die in this disaster that they were in. This has tremendous nafkamina when it says chayavim. So therefore, you don't make a birchas agom. One of the common questions I get is, my kid was in some sort of trouble, somebody asked me. Baruch Hashem, they had an operation, they got better. Baruch Hashem, they had an appendix taken out. Do they bench gomel? So the answer is no. You don't bench gomel for a kid because he's not chayavim. Only adults are chayavim. So a practical nafkamina is that a child who goes through a serious situation has no chiyuv to go bench gomel. No, the parents should certainly say modim with tremendous feeling, but there is no chiyuv for the parent on the child to make a birchas hagomel. Abaye Omar, Abaye says, Tzorich lo duye kamei asora. You should say this in front of 10 people. That's why we say when we daven in the minyan, and that's why the minhag gets to say with laning, but it has nothing to do with the laning. That's why sometimes I always point out, people say bench gomel before they say the Kaddish. They got to get shlishi on a Monday or Thursday, benches gomel before they say the Kaddish. That's wrong. You say the Kaddish right away. The Kaddish goes on the laning. The bench gomel is just doing it in a place where you have a minion. Where else are you going to have a minion for sure? On Mondays and Thursdays, because that's when you're laning. So therefore, the minhag came about to go and say it during the laning. There is another reason why maybe in laning, we'll see in a moment, but it has nothing really to do with laning. That's just within a minyan. You want to thank Hashem publicly, and this is the way to do so. The Sith, Vayiromamu B'Kalam. Yep. I'm sorry?
You can do it anyway.
You can do it right now. We have a minyan here. You can do it right now. If somebody has to bench gomel, they can do it right now. And that's not locha. If you don't have a minyan, for whatever, you're supposed to do this within 30 days. So if a guy who was living in Oshkosh, he didn't have a minyan, he finally gets a minyan, but it's not a Monday or Thursday, so he gets 10 people together. Bench gomel right there and then. That's what many people do. The custom of Yerushalayim is that women bench gomel after they give birth. That's a whole separate discussion. So they would get a minyan together in somebody's house. What we do over here in the shul, if a woman wishes to bench gomel, so she, after davening, she gets 10 men together. Sometimes after davening, we'll have the woman say, b'yachas gomel. Now, women don't have to say b'yachas gomel, but if they wish to, they're allowed to. So therefore, there are a number of different ways. She could also just listen to the davening and have in mind, when you say baruch hu, and you answer, that's also fulfilling your obligation for b'yachas gomel. So whenever anybody's in doubt about this, they should always just have in mind, this is my b'yachas gomel, and therefore the yotze. So it says, Vayromu b'kalam, you have to do this b'kal. Kal, Gilin HaShas brings down over here, that means 10. Mazut Ramar, Utrei Minai Rabbanun, and two of them, or two additional ones, have to be Rabbanun. The Mashal brings down over here, this is from the Meraglim, that the Meraglim were 10, and Yeshua and Kalev were another two. That's where we base this from, this idea of 12. Otherwise, it's very strange. Where do we get 12 from? Others say, no, it means 10, 8 plus 2. Shenemar, Uvumoshav Zekenim Yalu. There has to be Zekenim over there. So we'll see in a moment, it means to add on to, according to most. Maskel Ravashi, they have a kulu rabbanim. Maybe they all have to be rabbanim. Who says only two of them? Miksiv b'kal zekeinim, b'kal lam ksiv. No, so the Gemara says that's incorrect. It says b'kal am. It doesn't say b'kal zekeinim. So all ten don't have to be tamidei chachamim. Nu v'ema be'asara shara amar v'trei rabbanon. So maybe it means two plus the ten. So the Gemara says kashi. You're right. We don't have a good explanation that that's not correct. In fact, the Rosh brings down that you should have 12. And the Pshavi'in, Rav Sternberg Shlita, so he says, that's why we do it in front of a Sefer Torah. He says the Sefer Torah counts like the extra two, Tamidei Chachamim. So this way you can fulfill that idea. Bottom line is, we do it with a minyan. A person should have tremendous thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can be motzi somebody else. Some suggest even that that's the better way to do this, if it's all for the same reason, because Barom Av Hadras Melech, there are others that disagree. Those are the basic dinim. Rehuda Cholash, Rehuda once got sick, V'yitbach, Baruch Hashem, he got better. He went to Rav Chana, who was an expert in Agadita. That's what some say Bagdosa mean. Others say, no, it came from Baghdad. In any event, the Rabbanim, they were also there, and Amalei, and they said to him, oh, Yeshikayach, when somebody comes back after they're sick, everybody wishes them a mazel tov. Huh? Thank God you're better. Huh? Baruch Hashem, you're better. So they all said to him, Brich Rachmona, they used this Lashon that we said previously, is a perfectly acceptable way to make a bracha, at least Aruch HaShulchan paskins that lahalocha, and this was the nusuch that they said, Brich Rachmona, is blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Adah Hashem, the Ayivcha Ni'alon, V'lo Yavcha Li'ofer, that you brought us back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you brought it back to us, and not brought it back to the ground. Right? From the ground you come, from the ground you'll go. So, Baruch Hashem, you brought it back to us, and not to the ground. Amaluho, so he spent to them, oh, Padush Yossi Miladuya, yep. I'm potter now from saying Bechas Agomo. Agomo says, well, Amar, Abayi, boy, do ye about Be'asara. You have to do it in front of 10 people. So he says, oh, the whole do Be'asara. The Habu Be'asara. There were 10 people there that welcomed him back. Nuvah you lo come out there. He didn't say anything. So he says, yes, he did. Lo. Tzorich, vahika lamadi, vahiyu lo komo there, where it says, lo tzorich, da'ani basrayu, amen, because he answered amen. So this is perfectly good. And this is why one person can be motzi, another person. Some suggest they should all have the same reason. One person got out of jail, one person got sick, so maybe they shouldn't have, because not really making the same way. Okay. But the bottom line is you can be motzi somebody else. It's a tremendous amount. You can have all shiurim and shiurim on bichas agomo. We have to go vayt. The three people that are especially in a potentially dangerous situation, and they have to especially ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for Shemira. Who are these? Ve'eluhein, Hachola, somebody who's sick, he's in a situation where Yaakov said, don't take Binyamin, because when he's on the road, he's in a dangerous situation. All of a sudden, they shine the prosecutorial light on him, and maybe he's not going to stand up to it. So therefore, those people especially are in a dangerous situation, so they need extra Shemira. The gears that we have is chasan. Others say it should be chaya, a woman in childbirth, or chasan. A chasan and kala, so they're at a great moment of their life. So when you're in a great moment in your life, you're potentially in danger too. That's why we have shomrim for the chasan and the kala. That's the source where this comes from. The Brisa adds on and gets both gears that we had. Chole, chaya, chasan, v'kala. The Yeshomim, Af Ovel, somebody in Avelus. One of the reasons we don't say Tachnun the base Ovel is because Tachnun is like a Kitrug against us. And the base Ovel, they already have a Kitrug on them, so we don't want to add an additional Kitrug to them. The Yeshomim, Af Tamidi Chachom Belaila, a Tam Chachom that goes out alone at night. So that's a very dangerous situation. He's going to the base Medrash to learn, but he's putting himself in a somewhat dangerous situation going out alone at night. So therefore, he also needs extra Shmira. The Sultan's especially trying to get in trouble for those people. There are three things that if you extend them, you prolong them, midah kineged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prolong your life. Number one, hamarach b'tfilaso, daven, a longer davening. We'll see in a moment that's not always good. We'll see in a moment when it's good. Hamarach al shulchano, somebody stays a long time at the table. Doesn't mean to overeat. We'll see what it means. Hamarach v'vesekisi, somebody spends a lot of time in the bathroom. We'll see what that means as well. Hamarach b'tfilaso, what does that mean? You're telling me that's mal yusuhi, that's a good thing? V'amar avchi avarav, v'amar av yochanon. Call hamarach b'tfilaso uma'ayin bo. If somebody davens is long and then he's looking into it. We'll see in a moment. I'll give you the answer right now. If he says, I daven the great Shemoneh Esrei Hashem, you owe me. I expect to get this client today. I expect to get this today. And that's his attitude. That's not good. So boli they koiv leh. That's going to lead to heartache. Shinemar. So cheles mimushacha. You should extend your davening. You prolong your davening. Machlo leh. It's going to lead to heartache. It's going to lead to troubles with your heart. Because you have the wrong attitude. Hashem doesn't owe you anything. You're supposed to daven well. Don't be so, wow, I daven well. You owe me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three things cause a person to have his sins remembered, and he may not have zuchusim to withstand that. They learn kirinata. He's standing by a wall that's about to fall down. So that's not a good place to stand. So if you're standing there, you're taking your life into your own hands. You better have a lot of zuchusim to be safe. The Iyun Tefillah, looking into your Tefillah. Again, here's another raya. The Iyun Tefillah is not good. Marach Tefillah is not good. And you tattle on your friend, so to say, to Shemayim, you get somebody else in trouble. That's never good to be a Moser. You're always going to, when you get somebody else, they look at him, Hashem. So I said, look at Hagar, so they looked at her then. You never want to be in a situation where you're the one that gets the spotlight on you. So all of these things are trouble, and including Marach Tefillah. So how can you tell me Marach Tefillah is good? Here it says Marach Tefillah is bad. Someone says, holo kasha, that's not a problem. Hodimayin ba, hodilo mayin ba. Again, when you're going and expecting more for your Tefillah, if you're davening sincerely and say, I have no merits whatsoever, Hashem, please give me it a freebie, so to say. Give it to me because you're the great Kel Rachel B'chanan. That's the way to daven, as opposed to, oh, you know, I'm really a great person, Hashem. I learned, I do the daf yomi, I do this, I do that. You owe me. So whenever you have that attitude, you're in a lot of trouble. No, how do you daven? Ve'echi ovid. Person should always have the mafish b'rachmi. You should just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because of your rachmim, Hashem, that you should give me this. Not because I deserve it, not because you owe me, not because of anything else. Just rachmim, schusavus is also acceptable. Why is that good? Why is it good to be at your table a long time? Because Dilma Asi Anya Yarvle. Because in those days, you didn't just give money to the stalker. You gave him food. The people were starving. You gave him food. So therefore, if the longer you're at your table, you're more likely that a poor person will come. You'll be able to give the poor person benefits. So that's why staying at your table was a good thing. The Mepharshim should point out, Sifsa Chacham says, that even if the ani doesn't show up, it's still a good thing because you're trying. Again, even if you don't want to do, if you want to do a mitzvah, even if you don't do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu often gives you credit as if you did the mitzvah. Dechsev, HaMizbeach Eid Shalosh Amos, right? We're starting to talk about the parashos here about the Kalim in the Mishkan. So this is from Yecheskel, so about the third base of Mikdash, but it's appropriate for this week's parasha. In any event, the Mizbeach was wood, Shalosh Amos, Gova, the height. And it's called the Shulchan. So which one is it? Is it the Mizbeach or is it Shulchan? Pasach of Mizbeach, Pesim Shulchan. So which one do you call it? So Yochanan Elazar, Ami Tavayu, they both said, Kozman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim Mizbeach Mechaper. When the Mizbeach was around, the Beis HaMikdash was around, so that was the way we got Kapara. Ayisrael. The Achshav, Shulchan or Shalad Mechaper. Now your table, because your table is, we always say, this person has to treat their table properly. Your table is like the Mizbeach. You're sacrificing on it. How do you sacrifice on it? By talking Torah on your table. By inviting guests to a pour to your table. So that's the way you make your table to Mizbeach. It used to be a very beautiful custom in different parts of Europe, that they would make the coffin out of a person's table. Because their table was like the Mizbeach, and they would use it again to say, this is the way the person did chesed. That's assuming you did chesed on your table, and I also assume means there's not another spouse at home that needs that table still. But that was, it's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful idea. The idea is what counts. It's not necessarily, is that the right thing to do? Also, today our tables aren't made out of wood. So we make a coffin out of the simplest wood. But it's a beautiful idea that your table is your mizbeach. Your table is the way you can do tremendous mitzvahs to Hashem. Finally, the last one. You say, is that a good thing? The Bryce says, it's not a good thing. Vatanya. I saw a dwar mivinus adam de tachtonios. 10 things bring you to have tachtonios. Tachtonios is normally translated as hemorrhoids. Could be something else. In any event, it's not good. It's some sort of a rectal problem. So it gives us the 10 things. We don't understand the medicines of the Gemara. We don't postulate the medicines of the Gemara necessarily. They are in Halachah Moshe Sinai. This was the practice of medicine in those days. Hochel alikinan, if you eat the leaves of reeds. Ali gefardim, the leaves of vines. Lulevei gefardim, the vines themselves. Umorige behema, animal has various ridges in its body in different places. That's also unhealthy. Vishad rosh dog, the spine of the fish. The dog maliach, the salt of fish. Enum avushu kol tzachem, but it's not cooked properly. Vashom osho se shimri yayin, you drink the dregs of the wine. If you wipe yourself, one of the things people don't know what to say, Shasali called Sarki, every morning when you say the brach, Shasali called Sarki, thank God for shaman, thank God for toilet paper. They used to take rocks and wipe themselves. They used to take lime and wipe themselves. So these aren't good things. If you have to wipe yourself with that, it's dangerous. Take shards of pottery, you can rip yourself. So these aren't good things. So if somebody does it, they're dangerous. They used to have public bathrooms, right? So the rocks may have been used previously by somebody. If you use that rock to clean yourself, so again, all of these things are dangerous. And finally, the last one, if you stay in the bathroom for a longer period of time, so how can you tell me it's good to be in the bathroom a long period of time? Here it says it's bad to be in the bathroom a long period of time. Someone says, lokasha, not a stira. So the Mepharshim explains in the following way, that when they didn't have toilet seats, they would just be sitting on their feet, like a catcher. They'd be squatting. So you stay there a long time in that position, it's dangerous. But if you're sitting on something, then it's not dangerous. Okay, whatever. The bottom line is that it could be a good thing, and sometimes And we'll see in a moment, why is it good to be in the bathroom a long period of time? So a person never is in a situation where he's delaying emptying himself. Delaying emptying yourself has problems. We have davening. We had it in terms of toeva. The person has to go to the bathroom. They're not allowed to daven. So it's a good thing if you don't have to go to the bathroom. So if you stay in the bathroom a lot, so make sure that you're clean. So that's a good thing. Kihad the armulei, hai matronisa of Yehuda bar Eloi. Yehuda bar Eloi was once told by this matron. Matronisa, the word matron are probably the same root. Panecha domul megadli chazirim ulamavlavi bribis. Your face looks like a person has an easy life. Megadli chazirim, they have an easy life. The pigs take care of themselves pretty much. Ulamavlavi bribis is you're sitting there doing nothing and ka-ching, all the money's coming in. So these are easy lives, so you have a ruddy complexion. So Amalei, he said to her, Himnusa, you got to believe me. L'didi tarvayu asirin. They're both asir. We're not Megadli chazirim, and we're not allowed to take ribis. No, why do I look so ruddy? Why do I look so good? There are 24 bathrooms on the way from my house, the inn that I'm staying at, to the Beis Medrash. The chiyazilna, and when I go to shul, badiknu nafshoi bekulu. I stop at each one to see if I have to go to the bathroom. That's what it means, marach be Beis Akisa. Three things can shorten a person's life. They ask you to get an aliyah. They used to lane. So if you don't know how, that's everybody says that's not the problem. If you don't know how, it's not talking about. It's when you do know how. They ask you to go lane, and you say, nah, I'm too busy. You know, you don't take an aliyah. A person shouldn't refuse an aliyah. If you do, and you don't have a good reason, so then you got a problem. You didn't want to. You didn't want the Torah? I'll shorten your life. You don't want life? I'll shorten your life. Somebody offers you to lead the benching, and you don't lead the benching. Again, these are all situations where you could, and you know it, and you decide intentionally not to do it. So somebody acts in a lordly way over the kahal. So that's also not correct. Somebody says, well, we know these from. The Torah is your life. So if you don't want life, you don't want the aliyah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'll shorten it. Where do we know that? Those that bless others, so they get blessed themselves. So you're blessing, so therefore you'll get blessed. So therefore, don't turn down that opportunity. Finally, by minding us about Rabbanus, a person acts in a way over everybody else. Yosef died at 110. Most of his brothers died at a later point in time. So therefore, Yosef died the first of the brothers. How come? So Mibnei, why? Shehini got some Rabbanus, because he took a public position. He was a leadership position. He hear this all the time. I heard Mel say this the other day. He said about a certain politician. I don't have to mention the name right now. He looks much older, right? So the weight, the oil of the office makes a person look older. You look at the pictures before and after a person starts his term, so there often can be a significant change. So the Rabbanus, leadership positions, can take their toll on a person. So that's what it is. So therefore, Yosef, it took a toll on him. You're also going to get other people upset with you. There are lots of reasons why this could be. The Mashal tries to suggest this is only if you do this in private. In public, the manhig has to rule with an iron hand. So he says it's only if you do it when you don't have to, that's when this applies. Three people especially need rachamim. Rashi explains because it's totally under Hashem's control. Other things, you can have a say, so to say, in the matter by doing something. Here, no matter what you do, it's totally in Hashem. Everything's always totally in Hashem. But sometimes I can do something about it. I can determine, am I going to get the minyan on time? Hashem could laugh and say, no, you're not. But I set my alarm clock. I get up on time. I will hopefully get the minyan on time. But some things are totally out of control. These things are totally out of control. No matter how much you try, they're totally in Hashem's domain. What are they? These people, that's what need, especially Rachamim. Melech Tov, to be a good king. Shana Tov, it should be a good year. V'chalom Tov, and to have good dreams. Now, these good dreams are going to lead us into 2 days of very, very interesting Agadah to Gemara, so hold on. Melech Tov, where do we see that? The Siv. Pal Gimayim Lev Melech, B'yad Hashem. The different ways that a Melech is going to go, that's totally in Hashem's hands. Shana Tovah Dusiv. Tomid Einei Hashem Elokechaba. Meireishis Hashana V'yad Achris Shana. So years, how good the year is going to be, it's totally up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can try real hard, you have no say in the matter. It's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, they always point out, it says over here, Meireishis HaShana Ad Achris Shana. Why does it say HaShana? So a beautiful Musar over here, everybody starts off and says, this year will be different. Hey Hayadiyah, this year will be different. And at the end of the year, no, it's just a regular year. So that's the way people are. So that's why Hashana, and it ends up being just Shana. Chalom Tov, where do we see that a person's dreams are totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand? Dersiv, Batachli Meini. That means literally, you shall make me very strong, but it's a play on the word Chalom, and therefore, Vehechi Yiseini, it should be, not Batachayeni. Vehechi Yiseini. So therefore, the dreams are totally up to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three things that Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to say, announces himself. Elohein, Rav, whether it be famine or not, Vesova, it will be Parnas or not, Upainis Tov. This is parallel to a little bit what we just said a minute ago. These three things are somewhat parallel to that. In any event, where do we see these three things? Rav, Dixiv, Kikara, Hashem, L'Rav, Hashem himself declares the Rav. Sova, where do we see that? Dixiv, Karasi, Ela, Dogon, Ribesio, So. I, myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, calls out to the Dogon. It'll be a good year or a bad year. Parnas Tov, the guy that's leading the Tzibur well, Dixiv, Tribal by Yadabir, not by Yomer. By Yadabir, Shem Moshe Lamor, Roe, Kirasi B'Shem, B'Tzalel, etc., V'Chule, V'Gomer. So therefore, you see that Hashem declares who the Pinus Tov will be. So while we have a little bit about B'Tzalel, we keep on going about that. Amr Yitzchok, Eimamidim Pinus Alatibor, LMK Nimlocha B'Tzibor. You have to ask permission. Nobody should become the leader of the Tzibor without, so to say, the Tzibor's permission, the Tzibor voting him in some way. Shenemar, Roe, Kirashem B'Shem, B'Tzalel. Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Hagun Alech Bezalel? No, do you agree with my decision to make Bezalel the chief architect of the Mishkan? So he says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, in Lefanecha Hagun, Lefanecha Lekosh Kain, if you say he's good, I have zero say in the matter. Of course I say he's good if you say he's good. But you see from here, Amar Lo, Afal Pi Kain. Nevertheless, I want you to agree. So Kain, Afal Pi Kain, Lech Amor Lehem. Go tell the people that you're choosing Bezalel. All of Yom Lehem Yisrael, Hagun Alechem Bezalel. Is Bezalel a good choice? Are you happy with my choice of Bezalel? And the people said, I'm low. If Hashem said it's good, you say it's good. Who are we to say it's not good? Nevertheless, you're supposed to ask and get permission, so to say, when you're in a position of leadership. Bezalel means he was sitting in the shadow of Hashem, as we see in the story over here. So he was a great Talmud Chacham. He was very young. By the way, the Mepharshim bring down, he was only 8 years old when he was doing all of this. So he's bringing down Gemara's elsewhere. He was very, very young.
I thought he was 13.
He was very young. No, I think he was 8 years old.
He's still very young.
B'shoah Hashem, Hashem, Baruch Hu, Moshe, Lechem Olo Bezalel, go and tell Bezalel, Asay Li Mishkan, make for me first the Mishkan, then Aron, and then the Kalim. But Halach Moshe V'Hafach, Moshe switched it around. Now this was before the Chet Egel, before we should explain, what was Moshe doing? So he said that the order was Lav Davka. So before the Chet Egel, this is, so to say, self-protecting. You don't have to put it in a Mishkan. Hashem's everywhere. Once the Chet Egel, Nebuch came, so then Hashem's presence is more strongly only in the Mishkan. So you have to have the Mishkan first. So that's what Moshe's rationale. Why did Moshe switch around what Hashem said? All the Mepharshim are Tomua on that. The Amalo, I say Aron, the Kalim of Mishkan. He told them first make the Aron, then the Kalim, and then make the Mishkan. So Amalo, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Bezalel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Min Hagu Shalolam. The normal way of doing things is on the bona bias. First you build your house, and then Yachach Machdis Lokal Kalim. Right? You don't see people putting in their refrigerator, and they put in their dishwasher, and their washing machine, and then you build the house around it. No, you first build the house, and then you put in the Kalim. So why do you do it this way? No, I say the Aron, the Kalim of Mishkan, it's backwards. Kalim, Shani Yosef, Lehechon, and Achlise, where am I going to put him? Maybe, Shema, Kachem, Allah, Kosh, Bachu, I say Mishkan, Aron, Mikalim, maybe Hashem said it to you in that order. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Taki, you're right. Amlo, Shema, Betzel, Kel, Hayasa, V'yodata. Maybe you were in the shadows. Maybe you were listening to my conversation with Kosh, Bachu. In other words, you're a very great person. Taki, that's exactly what Hashem said. You're 100% right. How did Bezalel get so smart? How could he make the Mishkan? It was very difficult. How did he know how to do this? So he was given the koichos, so to say, Hashem made when he made the world. He gave those koichos to understanding to Bezalel. And Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with the olive base, so therefore Bezalel was able to get a glimmer of that. How do we see that? Siv hocha. Vayamala yoso ruach alukim b'chochma. It should be bisvuna ubedas if this is the right pasuk. Alternatively, on the side it brings down, there's a different pasuk that has the word ubisvuna in it. The exact same, similar pasuk, but one has the vav, one doesn't. And anyway, this is chachma, bina, and das. This is chabad. This is what we said in the davening. We say chachma, bina, das. So these are three aspects of wisdom. And exiv, it says about them. Awesome. Hashem the Chochma Yisadar. It's Hashem made the world. The Mishlei tells us Hashem made the world with Chochma. Konein Shemayim B'Svuna. He established the Shemayim B'Svuna. So you have Chochma and Tuna. And Uksiv B'Dato Tomus Divko. So you see that these are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used. He gave them to Bezalel. Whoever gets wisdom already has wisdom. They ask, how did the first person get wisdom in that situation? So how do you resolve that? So the Gemara says, it all starts off Reishus Chochma Yiras Hashem. So if somebody has Yiras Hashem, so then they automatically get Chochmah as well. Because if you only give chokhmah to people that have chokhmah, so how does anybody ever get chokhmah? So if you have Yiras Hashem, Reishis Chokhmah, Yiras Hashem, so then you get chokhmah as well. Shenema. And anyway, how do we know over here that a chokhmah gets chokhmah? Hayav chokhmah so l'chakimin. Hashem gives chokhmah to those that are wise. Umandana liyadoi bina. And additional das to those that have bina. Shama Rav Techliva by Marava, he heard this, Rama Kameh the Ravio, and he said it over in front of Ravio, Amalei, Asu Mehasim Nasin Allah. You learned it from those psukim. Anan Mehachim Nasin Allah. We learned it from the following. Tachsiv, Uvalev, Kol Chacham. Inside each Chacham, Vilev, Kol Chacham, Lev, Nasati Chachma. I give Chachma to the people that already have Chachma. The idea behind this, I think, is also that a person who learns a little bit, it's hard to learn at the beginning, then it becomes easier for a person to learn. The more you learn, the more easy it is to learn. The people that are learning on a very, very high level, they also they broke their teeth on some of these Gemaras when they were younger. But the more you learn, the easier it becomes to learn, the more pleasant it becomes to learn, and that's, I think, also an additional benefit. But Leiv Chacham, you get more. When you want to get more, you will get more, and you'll be successful. Armachista, Kol Chalom, Velo Tavus. There's a lot of different explanations over here. What this means, the simplest one, is that a person should look forward to dreams, but not dreams that are Tavus. Tavus means dreams about a tinus. Tavus means tinus. So it's good to have all sorts of dreams, but not dreaming about a tinus. That's never good. If a dream is not revealed, and here we start discussing dreams, a fascinating discussion. Any dream that's not explained what it is, ki igrisa, it's like a letter, the lobikrai, that hasn't been read yet. In other words, it doesn't have any meaning yet to it. It's only when you give the pesher chalom that's so to say, that's what makes the dream what it is. So giving a good explanation, giving a good revealing what the dream means, so that's going to determine whether it's positive or negative. It's by the one who evaluates the dream, that's how we go. No dream is fulfilled in its entirety. There's always something incorrect about every dream, and no dream for good or bad is totally fulfilled. There's always some, by definition, there's something that's not 100% correct in a dream. It's better to have a bad dream than a good dream. Why is that? The daga, the worry that you have about the bad dream, that's going to make you do tshuva. So that's why bad dream is good. Whereas a good dream, a guy's sitting pretty, so he doesn't do tshuva, therefore he doesn't do as well. Likewise, he adds further, chal motava chadvei mistaya. Sometimes the joy that you have about getting the dream, well, that's all you deserve to get. If you hadn't been so joyous, then you would have gotten the fulfillment of that dream. But sometimes the pleasure that you got from that good dream, that's like the reward that you deserve to have. Okay, dreams again are something we're not going to come to a conclusion or an understanding about. They're fascinating from both a scientific point of view and from a Chazal point of view, and these are just beautiful ideas, not necessarily halacha ma'aseh. The bottom line, most people can say, if the dreams don't bother you, then they will not bother you. It's a little bit like ayin hara. It's a little bit like various things, shadim. If you're not worried about them, they have no shlit over you. But if you're worried about a dream, so then we, halacha ma'aseh, say a person should fast. If he's worried about a bad dream, he sees things in his dream that really bother him, so then you have to fast because they could have a horrible potent. Rav Yosef was blind, so he didn't see a lot of things. So when he saw in his dreams, it was a great thing for him. But he says, even me, who when I see over here in my dreams, and it makes me a little bit happy, so I lose the benefit, so to say, it ruins the good thing that would have been in the dream because of the joy that I got from seeing the dream. A bad dream is worse than getting lashes. Shenema, Velokim also. Sheyiru milafonav. The dreams makes you fear in front of him. So a corporal punishment is sometimes better than having mental anguish. So these dreams can really give a person, if they're bothered by them, mental anguish. I'm Rabbi Barachano, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Zech Halomran. This reference over here, Sheyiru milafonav, is talking about a bad dream. Person has to say over here, in his dreams, Ma'ala Tevin, it's a bar num Hashem, the good and the bad in the dream. Bar means the good stuff, the wheat, and tevin is like the junk, the chaff, the stalk over here. Etzu chalom. What does one have to do with the other? So elo amar yochum mishum rishimu yachai. Kishem sheyev shel bar below tevin. This was the idea that we expressed before, that no dream can have all good or all bad. It's not all going to come true. Just like you can't have wheat without having a little bit of the chaff. So too kach yev shel chalom below dvar v'tel. Every dream has something that's not true with it. Yosef's dream that he interpreted to his brothers. His father said, "How can it be? Your mother's not here. Your mother's dead, so she can't come in the dream." No, there are other ways to interpret that. It meant Bilah, it meant somebody else. But in any event, so every dream has a little bit of non-truth to it. We say a dream is 1/60th of a nevuah. So again, a dream can have a certain power to it. Again, nowadays, and we'll see, if you're thinking about something all day long, it has absolutely no meaning whatsoever. No dream will ever come fully true. You know, like Yosef, we see some Yosef, the Siv, his mother and father would come down to bow to him. Rachel was already dead at that time. A person should always look forward to a good dream. He shouldn't ever despair that the dream won't come through. Even 22 years later, the dream can turn true. Mino Olam Yosef. The Siv. El tells Yaakov, the following of the generation of Yaakov. Yosef, when he's thrown into captivity, he's 17 years old. Siv Yosef, he's 13 years later. At 30, he goes in front of Paro, interprets his dreams. Min shivsrei atlos in kamahave, tlosrei, from 17 to 30 is how much? It's 13 years. So that's 13 of the years. The shev, the shiva, the sova, the 7 years of plenty. So we're up to 20. 13 and 7 is 20. The taiti the kafna. And two more years of famine before Yaakov came down, that's 22 years. Chachav days. These 22 years are connected to 22 years that Yaakov didn't do kibbutz aveim to his parents because he was in Paddan Aram with Lavan. He wasn't punished for the 14 years he spent in Yeshiva Shem Be'Ever. He was 36 years away, but those 14 years he wasn't punished. But the 22 years that he could have sent a message back, could have done something back, so he's held accountable. Neither connected neither. His son was taken from him for 22 years. Amar Avuna Liadim Tov, Ein Marlo Cholim Tov. A good person doesn't get good dreams. A bad person doesn't get bad dreams. What does this mean over here? Tanya Nami Yochum, Rabbi says the same thing. David HaMelech, Lo Roach Cholim Tov. He never saw a good dream in his life. Because as we said, sometimes the good dream itself, well, that will be the reward. Just the enjoyment of the good dream. So it's better not to have the good dreams. And we also said, if you have bad dreams, it makes you do tshuva. So therefore, a great person doesn't see great dreams. And Achitofel was a Rasha. He was originally a great person, became a Rasha. He died at the age of 33, 34. Dog and Achitofel both died at Karius before half their lives. So he didn't see bad dreams. The Siv, but Pasuk says, Lo Suneh Elecha Ra. You won't have anything bad before you. That means Alecha is your wife, so you won't have bad dreams, you won't have bad thoughts. So it says a good person will not have those bad dreams. Why are you telling me a good person will have bad dreams? And likewise, you won't have bad things with your wife, which means Shalom Timtzu Ishcha Sofik Nida Bishal Shata Bo Min HaDerech. You won't find your wife in a Sofik Nida status. Sofik Nida status, according to most, is worse than a Vade Nida status. A Vade Nida, okay, you put it out of your mind. She's Asur, that's it, end of the discussion. She's Asura, I can't have relations with her, so it's not on your mind. A Sofik Nida, maybe it's not really, and you're constantly thinking, it's driving you nuts, and it's going to lead more to an Avera. Others have the gears over here, no, Sofik Nida, and certainly a Vade Nida. Sofik is worse than is not as bad as a Vade. Vade means there's no way to get a Heter over here. Sofik, maybe there's a Tzad Lahokel. So, in any event, different gears also over here. The bottom line is that these things won't happen to a good person. And one of them was he won't have bad dreams. And we just said you do have bad dreams. Someone says, Eliyu lo chazile. He won't see them. Achrini chazile. But other people will see them about him. So that's how there could be these dreams about him as well. Other people may dream about him in a dream and tell him, oh, I dreamt that you're going to die last night. So he won't have it, but other people will have it. And therefore, he'll do the tshuva, but he won't have the troubles of the bad dream. And that's a good thing that other people dream about you. If a person goes to 7 days without having any dreams at all, said he won't have good dreams, and now you tell him he won't have bad dreams, so then it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about him. If you don't have any, quote, communication between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that's not good. It demonstrates that Hashem doesn't love you. The Nachash, HaKadmoni. So Hashem said, here, you have dust. Eat wherever you go. I don't want to have to deal with you. Don't daven to me. Don't pray to me. Don't have any dealings with me. Dust, wherever you go. You have food, but leave me alone. So it's not a good thing to be left alone by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenema, v'saveya yolim b'yipokid. The passage says, saveya, I think we saveya l'sheva. If a person is not visited, so to say, by Hashem, it's not good. We just had the Gemara not that long ago. We finished up the last cycle. We said a person has bad things happen to him. That's a good thing. So you stick your hand in your pocket. You want to take out a quarter and you take out a nickel. Ugh, I have to stick my hand back in the pocket. That's a good thing. It means Hashem loves you. He just gave you a little bit of discomfort and that makes up for something that you did wrong. So when you get little messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a good thing. So how can you tell me it's not good to have dreams? So Gemara says, you're right. Elohim Kamar. The chaza, the person has dreams, so he knows he's getting messages from Hashem. He knows Hashem loves him. V'lo yada my chaza, but he forgets them. So they could be good or bad. He's not worried about them, but it shows that Hashem loves him.
How
Somebody has a dream and he's upset about it. You have to go and have it interpreted in front of three people. Gemara says, really? You should get it interpreted? Isn't it better not to get it interpreted? If it's not interpreted, it can't have any consequences. When you interpret it, maybe it's not going to interpret it so well. Gemara says, you're right. Not just go interpret it and take your chances, have to make it good. And this is the source for, we'll see in a moment, for when we duchen, that we say this hatavas chalom nusach. So what how do you go about doing this? Leisei tlos, get three people together, v'lei malu, and tell them, chal motavo chazoi, I had a good dream. V'lei malu hanoch tavu, yeah, you had a good dream. Right? He doesn't know it's a good dream, but you make it into a good dream, it becomes a good dream. And they say v'tavu levi, let it be a good dream. Rachmana l'shavya l'tav, let God make it good. Sheva zimnum l'gizru aloch, means Shemaya. So there are two ways to understand this. It means they should say, this is the Girsa, seven times that Hashem should make you good. The Levitava, and it will be good. Others say, no, you say this seven times. This Nusa that we just said, you say it seven times. So either you say that Hashem should say this seven times and it's good, or you say this Girsa seven times. Either way, and then it will turn out to be a good dream. That's called Hatavas Chalom in one way. Now the Gemara tells us, if you have a bad dream, you say these three things, three times. Shalosh hafuchos, say three psukim that flip things around. So if your dream was bad, it will become good. So you flip around from my hesped over here to make it into something good. Tatzreni simcha, gird me with simcha. So that's one lashon of hafoch, switch it around. You'll switch around their evil to simcha. Say that pasuk. Say that pasuk. Flip it around. So say these three pasuk about flipping it around if you have a bad dream. Where the three pigeons that you should do? So say that pasuk of pigeon. That the redemption should be good, should return me. So that say that pigeon pasuk. So the Vigomer over here is the critical part. The Vigomer is Vayiftu on Es Yonasan. So Vayiftu, that's the part that you're really supposed to say. Don't say Vigomer, you're supposed to say Vayiftu part. Okay. Shalom Shalom, three psukim dealing with Shalom, the Siv, Bari Nisasai, you created speech. Shalom, Shalom, Larachov, Lakarva, Mashem, Urfasiv, and we should be healed. Ruach Lov, Shoes, Amoshai, Vigomer. Again, here the Vigomer is the key part. The end of the passage says, Shalom Shalom Lech, Vishalom La, Elozroch. So again, say this passage dealing with Shalom. So again, you say three psukim of hafuchos, of pidyon, and shalom, and that will hopefully turn your bad dream into a good dream. These three amarayim, amemar, mazutra, verashi, avyasvi, bahadi, adodhi. We're all sitting together over here. And amri kochad b'chad minon, leima milsa, delo shama, leil chavri. Each of you say something that nobody else has heard before. Say of a good word that none of us have ever heard. So the Gemara is going to go through now these three things. I'll say it a little bit quickly and then we'll stop. Pasachad minai, one of them said, v'amar, hi man, the chazal chamo. Somebody has a dream. V'lo yoda my chazal. He doesn't know what the dream means. Leikum kame kahane, be'idna, the parsi adayu. During duchening, when the Kohanim are duchening, what do we say when they go, hi, what do? So we say, this hatavas chalom, and this has come down to us. Now notice, we only say it two times, and then the third time is a longer ribono shel olam. So many don't say that. Many say the hatavas chalom three times. That was the Vilna Gaon Shita. He says, what are you saying something else? We'll say it's three times. That's the minute to say it three times. No, our nuschos are not. I'm not telling anybody to change it around. I don't change it around either. I follow the nusach. But there are those that say, you say the same chalom, hatavas chalom, three times. And this is the nusach. Almost what we have. Rabbeinu Shalom. Ani shalom, chalom asai shalom. I'm yours, my dreams are yours. Chalom chalam tevino diyamahu. I don't know what my dream was. Ben shalom tevino latvi for myself. Ben shalom eliyah chadera. All the people dreamed about me. Or ben shalom tevino chayimu. I had dreams about other people. Im tov meim chaskev yamsin. Make them good. That's a good idea. Like Yosef, it was good for him. And if they need a refuah, the dream's not a good dream. Refuahim, kimei mara, ayyidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Like you healed the bitter waters by Moshe Rabbeinu. Uki Miriam mitzaras, like you healed Miriam. Uki chizyaz michal, chizyaz was sick, you healed him. Kimei yiricha, ayyidei Elisha. You sweetened the waters yiricha, by Elisha. Uki shem shafata, killed us Bilam, arash, livracha. Just like Bilam wanted to curse us. And he gave us matovo, kenafo, kol chalamosai alayla tova. You should make all my dreams, they should be good and not bad. And you should finish at the same time. You should answer Amen. at the same time that they answer Amen. So we did the first one of the three Amorim. We'll stop over here. I'm going away. I'm giving a later daf tomorrow. So those who want to listen to my daf, it's going to be a little bit online a little bit later. I'm going to be in Deerfield Beach. I'm giving the daf over there. And Amir Hashem, Rabbi Storch will give the daf for me over here at the regular time. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. But those who want to listen to my daf, I'll have all the dafs for the weekend as well up online, hopefully at the right time.